now on Morning Ireland. Brian Finn is back with all the business news. Hi, Brian.
Audrey, thank you. A wave of business restructuring has yet to hit Ireland, and the level of insolvency is expected to pick up later in the year. This is according to PwC in its latest restructuring update. Ken Terrell is business recovery partner at PwC Ireland, and the level of business failure remained remarkably muted throughout the pandemic, Ken, and that's largely down to the supports that were put in place. As they're being unwound now, how soon would you expect to see the insolvency rate picking up?
Brian, yes, we would see a pickup later in the year and more so into next year, 2023. The Irish government supports have lasted a lot longer than, say, our neighbours in the UK, which expired last autumn, and they did see a pickup then in Q4 and Q1 of this year.
And what level of correction would you be expecting, and could in the UK indeed provide an indicator there?
Well, just by way of comparison, the Irish liquidation rate is running about a third of what the UK is per every 10,000 companies at the moment, albeit they've probably more difficult economic conditions at the moment. So we would see a pickup during the year. It is at record lows at the moment, at levels not seen since 2005 and 2006. But that will be very dependent on the kind of macroeconomic factors such as the energy costs, inflation and rising interest rates later in the year.
Indeed, and some businesses will have emerged from the pandemic in far worse shape than others, and now they're all being hit with these rising costs. Is there an argument there to perhaps keep some supports in place, or is this a process that really has to happen?
It probably is a process that has to happen. The government has done the right thing by supporting companies during the pandemic. But emerging from that, there may be targeted support for some sectors, but really companies, once the economy has reopened, will need to trade on their own. And what it is likely to mean is there will be a focus now on the balance sheet of companies as they look to repair balance sheets and maybe restructure some of the debts that have been accumulated over the course of the past few years.
And is it those sectors that were hardest hit during the pandemic, the entertainment sector, the retail sector, for example, are those the sectors where you would expect to see the highest level of insolvency, perhaps?
Perhaps arts and entertainment has been the worst impacted, but we see that improving quite a lot now that businesses and economies reopen and people can't go back to events. But as hospitality and retail are very labour intensive, and as the employee wage subsidy scheme expires, we do see some more pressure on that. But probably the bigger issue we're seeing at the moment is the impact of higher energy costs and inflation and what businesses are exposed to those.
And what are the options for companies that would need to avail of this process? Is it just examinership, or is that new process that was being introduced for small businesses, is that up and running now?
Yeah, examinership has been the predominant rescue vehicle for companies in Ireland for the last 30 years. The government enacted a out-of-court, more or less, small company administrative rescue tool prior to Christmas. It is only in its infancy, and we do expect a kind of a increase in the later part of the year. But really, examinership and SCARP, if things get serious and companies can't kind of consensually agree a deal with their creditors.
Ken Terrell of PwC Ireland, thank you very much indeed.